Hey friends, just a quick note to say how much we appreciate any donations to Health Freedom for Humanity. We pride ourselves on being low overhead, so any money you donate goes directly to the very things that are active in the fight for freedom. Things like the website, administrative costs, and small salaries for those that are coordinating the work. In the future, we look forward to setting up local chapters in each state and being more activist-driven while still giving you the content you need to stay informed. Simply go to healthfreedomforhumanity.org/donate and give to your heart's content. Thank you so much for your participation.
Welcome back to another episode of the Health Freedom for Humanity podcast with your hosts, Alex Zeck, Dr. Tommy John, and Dr. Joe Yee. How's it going, guys?
What's up, homie?
Rocking it, buddy.
So this episode, we had as our guest, Lori Ladd. I almost said Dr. Lori Ladd.
She really kind of is though, right? Like,
yeah,
she knows shit.
I really almost like said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I came into this conversation like feeling pretty down, and like fate would have it where, or the universe would have it where like the conversation, the episode that we're recording is with Lori Ladd, who's just profoundly deep and understands so many things on a deep level from an overarching lens of unity.
Yep.
The unity that is, and put a lot of messages out that I think a lot of the people that listen to this, even though this is more of a health freedom related podcast, all this stuff applies to health freedom.
Yeah.
It's understanding that we're in a symbiotic relationship with the reality that we're existing in, and we are all one being living and breathing. Even outside of a religious thing, this is whatever your religion is, that we're living in a symbiotic, interdependent fashion with our environment and those around us, you know?
Yeah, she put it in a great way. I mean, we covered everything from, you know, where we're headed, where kids, what we can do with children, our children, as parents, as not parents, how optimistic she was about where we're headed was really, and then our roles, and then everybody's roles. It was just so powerful.
Dude, the conversations went in some really interesting directions that I was not expecting. Conscious kids, her perspective on the new world order.
Totally.
We're talking about the potential emperor. My goodness, her perspective on 5G. Like, I never heard that one before. Holy
and
shit.
Our protectors from 5G, yep. We'll let the
people hear that. But wow.
Yeah, man. And when we showed her the picture of the dude in the
We
showed multiple pictures.
The devil on the cover.
We showed a devil and an angel. Actually, we showed two devils in it. We'll let people discern what it is for
That's this. It. Like, two devils and an angel. It's a country music album starring us. Nice.
Okay, I think that's enough like chit chat between us. Let's go ahead and get into the episode with Lori.
All right, we are here with the Lori Ladd. And Lori, you and I, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, you guys. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. And you and I did a very famous live together that is sort of legendary. We broke Instagram on their time frame. We kept wondering every hour. And first hour, second hour, third hour, and we finally broke them on the fourth hour.
We did. We got cut off, by the way.
We got cut off. And we spanned everything. But what one of those things that was covered is, and Dr. Cowan we had on last time, and he told us not to call him doctor because you don't call your plumber plumber. You don't call your electrician. So it's really like, we talked with you, and I'm really awful at introductions, but like, what exactly are you? You know, and you had this great response, and I almost want to break back. What is Lori Ladd?
God, what was my good response? Oh, I don't know what I am. I mean, oh, you know what? I think what I said back then, I'll say it now, kind of similar, was I think I said I was teaching and guiding humanity through this great awakening and kind of holding their hands and saying, listen, we're going to be okay. We got this. And I teach from a really high perspective. So I'm a teacher, I guess, right, of higher dimensional consciousness and what we're actually doing here on the ground level. And you guys are literally the brigade, you know, moving us through it and teaching us from a very practical level. I teach from a very, you know, energetic level, but we're doing the exact same thing.
I love it. I think you said ascension teacher was one of the things last time. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Okay.
I love it.
Fabulous. Ascension teacher as well.
I love it.
Lori, when you were doing the 4-hour live, I mean, that I personally, I think that was the live of the year. But were you hungry at all? Didn't you want a snack break or something?
No, I didn't have to go to the bathroom. I wasn't hungry. I don't even think I drank anything. Did you drink anything?
I had a cooler and diapers.
Yeah, I didn't do any. I did not move from the seat. I don't know what happened. We were like floating in some other world, and like we didn't even realize people were listening to us.
Oh my God, it was a packed house. I remember
it was a packed house.
So that's how you know it's good. If no one else, like you don't even know that anyone's watching you, so you're just like flowing. That's probably the best version of talking with someone.
I loved it, and you know, thank God we didn't say anything too personal, but then if we did, it's like whatevs, we did, you know. But God, man, they loved it. They ate it up.
I did get more responses personally, email and DMs. They're still coming in now. Hey, caught you on the Lori Ladd, watched the whole thing. Took me a week to watch the whole thing, but I felt like I was in the living room with two of my best friends. You know what I mean? They just felt human again. It seemed.
It made me want to talk to people on Instagram Live more. People that are just navigating this, like, how are you doing it? How are you doing it? What are you doing? What are you doing? What was your experience like at the grocery store? Oh my God. Like, I just feel like that is so essential right now, because not only are we sort of sequestered, and we have been for quite some time, but we're also in a really strange environment that we're being, you know, there's all these rules and regulations that we're not used to. And so to be able to sort of talk about it and allow it to be discussed in a way that, oh my God, okay, everybody else is going through this. Okay, they're navigating this the same way. Okay, I'm not crazy, right? Who would stay on a live for 4 hours if they weren't going crazy? If everything was great and life was fabulous, nobody would waste their time on a 4-hour live.
You're right. You're right.
Seriously. Right? They'd be like, but we're in such a chaotic state that we need help. You know what I mean? And so it's like anything that anyone can give us, we're all just absorbing it, right? Like, give me more. I need more. I need help. I need education. I need guidance. I need whatever it is. I wanted to say something. I wanted to say something. I was tapping into your guys' energies before I came on, and I know you guys know this, but I just wanted to say it. The work that you guys are doing right now is so impactful, and I think that as somebody that does the work as well, we don't always realize the impact of what we're doing and the ripple effect for humanity and for the history of humanity. Meaning, when we look back at this time, we are the ones that are going to be sort of in the history books, right? Like, if there was a history book written, it's you guys that are literally on the forefronts breaking through these paradigms. I know you guys know that you're doing great work, but you're really doing great work. Like, the ripple effect is I can't explain how important it is what you're doing.
Man,
thank you. That means a lot, Lori. Thank you.
And your mom is a rock star. I mean, forget about it. Does anybody work harder than your mom? She's like the hardest working relationer on the planet right now.
Yeah, she's I always say this. I think I've said this 100 times now. Not many people can say their mom has double the Instagram followers that they do, but no, it's for a reason though. I mean, the stuff that she says resonates so deeply with so many people, and it's because it's for both of us. I said this today on my social media, it's coming from a position of deep understanding of narcissistic abuse and in combination with the oneness that is between all things, from our personal spiritual perspective, not saying that everyone that's listening has to adopt that, but that's the way we choose to look at things. Also in combination with understanding what true health looks like and what health does not look like, because we've lived it, you know, all of those things we have lived. So all of that coming to a head for the first time ever that I can think of throughout history is something that my mom and I and my family, my wife, all of us understand very deeply.
Why you went through it.
Exactly.
It's why you're here. You can feel that when you step into your work, really stepping into your work, it becomes this click. And then it's like, oh, this is why I'm here, right? Like it's a deeper level of service and showing up. It just, it's this, I'm sure you guys have all felt it. It's like everything makes sense as to why you've done everything you've done up until this now moment. And it just all is like, aha, now I get it. Now I get it.
Yeah. I have those moments, I would say, 9 out of 10 times, you know, that's like usually how I feel. It's, I guess I'll just start with my question, because this is the position or the energy that I'm sitting in right now, is how do you integrate the understanding that all is one, but include in that integration the understanding that there are entities that are deeply nefarious and megalomaniacal, and they fit into that unity as well?
It's a great question. So when you understand free will, you can hold this a little bit better, meaning, and let's take it all the way back to source. If you want to go into consciousness before it existed as separate. So if you have, let's just all agree that we came from somewhere else, right? And if you stem it back to something, it can be something that we would call God or source, a spark, whatever that is, if you believe that. When consciousness, which is you and me and every other being that's experiencing reality right now, when consciousness splits, it becomes its own individual experience and it has free will. And so it gets to choose in every now moment how it wants to experience itself as that consciousness. When you step out of a third dimensional reality, there is no right or wrong, good or bad. It just is. It's a consciousness that's split from source or God that is now choosing to experience itself in any now moment, however it wants. The issue that we have is we're in third dimensional reality where there's a spectrum of consciousness that holds duality, polarities, right, wrong, good, bad, feels good, doesn't feel good. And so when you have these nefarious sort of energies that we are literally energetically battling right now, and even off planet, not even in this field, there's beings that are, or consciousnesses that, you know, they do some kind of crazy stuff. From a higher dimensional perspective, it's just that consciousness being that consciousness. There is no trigger, there's no pull, there's no energetic right, wrong, good, bad. You just watch it as like, oh, look at what it's experiencing right now. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to pull out of duality when you're standing in it. So you juggle. I always say that it's so cool to just be like, dude, that's evil. That sucks. That's not right. And juggle. That's free will. That's the quantum field. And that's actually perfect. And we have to be able to hold both. There's no such thing as, I mean, how do you say that somebody that murders a child or murders an animal is totally cool? Like, that's good. They got free will. It's like, you're going to have a reaction to that. That's wrong. That's bad. But from a higher perspective, it's absolutely divine.
That makes a lot of sense. And
it's not easy, but
yeah, those are things that I already know to be true deeply. And it's interesting because you've caught me, like, full clarity, obviously, for the people listening, in a moment where I'm feeling very like a shock to my system, almost just things that I experienced throughout my day to day. And it's funny because I need those reminders, because those things that you just said are things that even Joe and TJ have heard me say to them. I just, when I'm sitting in this illusory reality of perceived separation and in the thick of it, it requires you to step back out of it and recenter yourself. And it's through conversations like this that that happens. So I really, really appreciate that.
The other piece also that I just want to share about that is also that when you're in it, Alec, when you're in any of us, when we're in it, when we're in the thick of the, you know, FU bullshit that a lot of us are experiencing right now, not just you in your experience, but all of us in these external experiences, we have to allow ourselves to have it, right? Like, it's got to be okay to experience it and to have all the emotions around it. But it's about being the observer, right? So you're in it, and then you're out of it, and then you're in it, and then you're out of it, right? You just play that game back and forth. Oh, I'm in it, and now I'm going to pop out and watch my humanness. And then I'm in it, and then I'm going to watch my humanness, because sometimes it actually feels good to just be in the crappy crap of it all.
Because we are human, like, in this reality right now, right? Like, we can't do anything to change that. And it's just like you said, that balancing act of understanding that we are in this experience, we're human, but fundamentally we are not, you know, it's like that balancing act. So yeah, thank you for that. I feel better now. So
that was a good question, Alec.
Thank you.
Exactly how I felt last week. And your mom was there for me, you know?
Yeah. That's what we do, man.
Last Thursday was a rough day for me. And I don't normally get hit. And I was like, I don't feel like I'm a part of this world. Like, I feel like I'm not supposed to, I was like doubting being here. Like, I don't belong here. You know what I mean? Like, is this really my existence? Is this really it? I don't. And I was like, whoa, sat with it for a while, dumped it on somebody or just out, and then came back and was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm here for this. For sure, I'm here for this.
It's extremely exhausting, you know? Man. I mean, this kind of work, we appreciate the kind words, Lori. We are doing our best to fight, but we could all agree here that it is exhausting doing this kind of stuff.
Lori, so if you could, I asked Dr. Christiane Northrup on my podcast this, and she walked through, and I just, for our audience through this, I think some popular terms, there's going to be like a glossary of new English. That's like these new words, new terms that everybody needs to know. I think the terms 3D, 5D, those are going to be some popular terms that are going to come up as far as in the new earth and in where we're headed, right? So can you describe, like, what is 3D? What is the transition to 5D? Like, what does it actually entail? And does Bill Gates exist at 5D, which you already asked? All right.
Okay. So, you know, let's talk about Bill Gates for a second. There's actually a consciousness inside Bill Gates. It's just a matter of what kind of consciousness is inside of Bill Gates. So he's actually not a human, right? Just like we're all not humans, but it's about right. What consciousness is inside of him. But that's a whole other topic. Here's how I like to describe consciousness. I like to describe 3D as a spectrum, like a layering right here. So here's 3D. It's a spectrum of consciousness. When your body is vibrating in that consciousness, third dimensional, you're going to be able to experience whatever experiences, consciousnesses, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, behaviors, paradigms, programs that are in this spectrum of consciousness, right? So most of us are here and we're playing in here. And then what happens is consciousness is energy, which is light. And so when light increases, so the more light you receive in the body, the more light yours is going to increase. And when light increases in the body, you start to move into a higher frequency. Right. And when your body moves into a higher frequency, you then begin to tap into the quantum field, has these other dimensional fields. Now you're tapping into a little bit higher dimensional field, fourth dimensional field. Right. And the fourth dimensional field has a little bit of a slightly different set of consciousnesses that you can experience. So there's more experiences of unity, love, compassion, joy, peace. There's not as much of a dualistic experience. When you're in a fourth dimensional vibration all the time, you're not going to tap into fear, anxiety, stress, and worry as much. But let me finish for a second. Then when your body continues to hold more light, you start to tap into this fifth dimensional spectrum of consciousness. And in this fifth dimensional spectrum of consciousness, your body taps into it, and all, or you are tapping into it because your body's holding it. And now there's this whole new spectrum of consciousness that you could experience in the 3D, but because there's duality in the third dimension, you're also pulled into these lower frequencies and your body's holding these lower frequencies. When you are holding higher frequencies more and more often, you find yourself in this fifth dimensional state. And what's happening to all of us is that we're going like this through these three stages or these three dimensional fields, right? So like Alec today was like in that 3D, right? He was like in the 3D, feeling it. His body was in it. His body was feeling it. It doesn't mean that he's holding that all the time, because then he pops right back out and he's in this state. So your body is always holding all of these frequencies as you are learning how, or naturally learning how, to anchor more and more light. And the more light that your body anchors, the more you are stable in a dimensional field. So right now, most of our bodies are anchored in a third and fourth dimensional field, which means that most of the energy is in between those two dimensional states as we increase and start moving into this fifth dimensional field, right? So 3D is duality. It's right, wrong, good, bad, death, murder, you know, eating animals, killing humans, divide, conquer, that kind of stuff. Fourth dimension is you're starting to feel a little bit more unity. You're starting to feel a little bit more aligned with your own connection, your own light, your own heart center. You're starting to feel a little bit more compassion and empathy for people. You're starting to step into more of a present moment state. There's a bigger picture happening. Fifth dimensional consciousness is you are recognizing the bigger picture at all times. You are holding a present moment state where almost like time disappears. You are, you're understanding vibration and frequency in a way that you haven't before. Your traumas are gone. Your triggers are gone. What else? I mean, there's so many things, right? There's compassion, there's abundance, there's manifestation in any now moment. There's no disease in the body. Disease doesn't exist, all kinds of stuff. So that's how I describe the dimensional fields.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Lori, would you say that you entered, you've experienced the fifth dimension from childhood?
That's a good question.
Like at what point in your life did you enter or experience that realm?
That's a really good question. No, I don't think when I was a child I did. And if I did, I didn't know I did. I just knew things. I just knew so many things as a child, and I didn't know how I knew. I just knew it.
Because Tommy was telling me that you were awakened since early age.
Yeah, since I was like 13.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, for parents who know what's going on these days, how much should we be teaching our kids about the truth? You know, how much should, I have a daughter who's 10 years old, and I kind of whisper in her ear every once in a while, hey, listen, you know, some of this stuff is way over exaggerated, so I don't want you to be scared. So I go that route for now. But generally speaking, what would you recommend for parents to teach their kids about what's going on in this world today?
I think it depends on the child. So it depends on the personality of the child. It depends on the relationship with the parent. But my go-to is always, and the way I see children and adolescents, but specifically children, is I don't see them as that child. So I see them as the being that they are. And so I speak to them like that intelligent being. I don't speak to them like a kid. I talk to them like I would anyone else. I don't tiptoe around things because I think they won't be able to handle it. Now I speak a little bit different, right? So if I were to address things, I would tiptoe in a way that is gentle, perhaps. And sure, I'm not going to talk about every horrific thing that's happening on the planet right now and freak them out, but I don't shy away. I wouldn't shy away from what is happening, because what when you do that, you're basically saying that they're not capable of holding it. And what if they are holding it and they're just not telling you? What if they do understand what's happening and what's going on, but because nobody has asked them or talked to them, they think there's something wrong with them, right? Nobody would understand me. You know, kids hold a lot of things inside and their parents are sort of the reflection of them. So if their parents aren't allowing this sort of expression to be had, how are you feeling? What's going on? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. This is my experience today at the grocery store. This is my, you know, like when we can openly share with our children, I think it's a new way of being, because I don't think a lot of parents necessarily are like this, although I don't know. But I think when we can actually let go of this idea that the children don't know, and that maybe they know a lot more than we're giving them credit for,
right,
I think there can be a different, there can be a new way of raising children where they are in a state of empowerment as opposed to not being seen. I think a lot of children feel like they're not seen, and it's not the parents' fault, but I think that there is just this underlying sort of quieting that happens with children. And so, because if you think about it, when you are born and when your first couple of years, you're wide awake, right? You're pretty awake. You're pretty alert. You can see beings. You can see angels. You can see a lot. And what happens is you don't realize that it's not normal until you start recognizing language and nobody else is talking about what you're experiencing. And then you shut down, right? And you quiet. And then it becomes, you become the programmed human. So the sooner you can talk to your kids, in my opinion, about your own experiences, that I believe that they will feel more empowered to be who they are.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Love it.
I'm not a parent. So by all means, if I had a child, I'd probably screw the child up and like, it would just be a nightmare.
No, that resonated deeply with me. And I have a 3-year-old and I know Joe has kids as well. So
yeah, it's been coming in strong about children lately with me. One, I'm being guided to start a child and adolescent group. But two, the reframing of how we are raising our children, I think is really going to change when we start to see, if we start to see each other as beings or, you know, highly evolved consciousnesses, not just human, then we're going to do that with the children as well. And when you start recognizing that, you start being differently with them. When you look at your 3-year-old, and you say, okay, that's not just a 3-year-old. There's a consciousness inside of there that's looking out and is right, sort of trapped in there, so to speak, right? And so you're trying to reach that consciousness. I'm telling you, magic happens, because when you see them, they know that you're seeing them, and then it's like magic. It's just like what Tommy John would say is boom. It's like a boom moment where you're like, it's,
damn, that's awesome.
I have those moments with my son actually quite often lately, where anytime I'm putting him to bed at night, I lay next to him and I just like get close to him. He puts his arm around my neck and we just stare into each other's eyes and smile for an extended period of time. And it's like, I'm seeing him, you know what I mean? Kind of like how you just described. And it really is like a beautiful, profound experience. It's like seeing him for more than just the vessel that he's in.
And they know that you're seeing them. They feel it. They know you're seeing them. I had a 11-year-old come onto my Patreon. I was doing a live chat with her mom, and actually with her. She's 11. She gets bullied a lot. She's not seen by her friends. She has no friends, so she just hangs out with the angels. And I spoke to her not from this like, oh, I'm so sorry this is happening to you, but I was very firm with her. I was like, do you know who you are. You know what you're doing here on the earth plane. You know that you came down for this. And I was really firm and direct with her in terms of like, you're not 11-year-old. You're a higher consciousness being, and you're here to do this, and you're going to do this no matter what these kids are doing. And her mom emailed me the next day and said, first thing she said when we got off was, Mom, she really, really saw me. Like, she really saw me. She saw who I was. And kids don't get that. They don't get that. And so when they have that, they're validated, and then they can go be themselves.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, with regards to what's happening right now, with the measures that are being implemented, what are the sort of psycho-spiritual implications of what we are, what are we impressing upon children right now in our behavior?
It's heavy.
We're just going right at this, man. We're not messing around today.
No, it's a heavy one.
Sorry, I'm asking like all the really deep, dark questions.
Dude, I went to 5G right at Cowan, like right out the gates.
No, that's
like what?
That's a heavy question, and the reason it's an important question to tap into is because we have to face. Like, I'm getting hot flashes, I'm getting dizzy, and I have a headache right now. All this energy is coming in about what's actually happening and what the kids are going through. It's not good. It's very, very bad. And I don't usually tap into that. That's why I'm like, hold on, let me take a break. Let me take a breath. Mm-hmm. It's not good. And so what is happening is we're already programmed to be zombies, basically, right? We're programmed to be programmed, yeah, to be robotic, right? It's just part of the human experience. But when you now layer COVID, when you now layer a physical mask, when you now layer your parents in fear, when you now layer your teachers in fear, right? When you layer all of that fear, they are soaking up the fear. And so you know what it's like when you feel fear, right? So now these children are absorbing fear in a way that we never absorbed it growing up, unless you were in a super abusive family, right? Wow. So think about that for a second. It's like almost like being in an abusive family situation where you're afraid all the time, except there's nobody doing anything, except there is someone doing something, except you don't know who that person is that's doing that to you. So it's a mind fuck, right? Here's the other piece though. Here's the Pollyanna piece around this, okay? Because there's always like a little Pollyanna piece from the higher dimensional beings. As the planet and the, first of all, if you have children, talk about it. Talk about the fear. What's in your body? What are you feeling? Are you scared? Are you nauseous? Are you eating? What's going on? This is what happens to my body when I feel fear, right? Talk about the elephant in the room because it'll help clear it. The other piece, and this is the higher perspective, is no matter what, no matter freaking what happens, no matter what these kids go through, there is more light that is coming down onto the earth plane and into their bodies, into our bodies, and onto the earth plane itself, that we will get through this and they will be okay. They will be okay. Now, will there be some sort of damage for some of them? It's possible. We're not all going to be flying out of this and flying with flying colors, right? But it's not a doomsday thing where it should take us down. If anything, we should remember that we get through it. The children get through it. It absolutely is horrific to watch this happen. And at the same time, we also have to hold the higher perspective of, okay, it's pretty horrific right now. There may be some damage in the now moment, but there's so much light that's being infused in their bodies that they're going to be okay, that we are going to have another now moment where we are going to come through and we're going to be shining brighter than we've ever shined before. That's an absolute. That is an absolute. You cannot convince me otherwise. It's an absolute. So when is the question? I don't know when. And it sucks that we all have to do this right now, right? In some way it sucks. In another way, it's like, dude, you guys are rock stars. You guys are like, you know, famous rock stars on a stage right now, like leading the pack, right? So it's kind of fun in some ways, but not fun in other ways, because you actually have to walk humanity through this very dark and yet powerful and magical time. So this is really the beginning of our conversation is right here, right? Like, how do you hold the nauseous, oh my God, this is happening to these children and it's real. And yeah, but it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. It's not a Pollyanna perspective, even though it is a Pollyanna perspective, because it's actually true. It actually is true, but we have to go. It's like when you break a leg or something, right? It's like that sucked, that hurt, that was super painful, but you have to go through the healing process. You can't skip it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. It actually leads to a topic that came up and a question I was mulling over, and I happened to be in touch with Dr. Sarah Carnes at the time. So I ran it by her and she was like, wow, that was a really like profound question. And your answer was something that she had to stay with for a while. But the question was, if we could go back to March 12th and go back and have nothing, none of this happen, or we move forward with this, I would move forward with this. I don't want to go back to March 12th because in my opinion, when I looked at that, and I was very like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, was having conversation with my good buddy and colleague. And we were like, dude, we're not good. And we're getting worse. Something's not good. It's not right. There's something very wrong with society and how we are. Something has to happen. And I think we chatted about this. There was like a natural event or some sort of a wipeout, like something major was just going to have to come and smack us on the face. And we thought it was going to take, you know, like a Thanos, like take 50% of the population, just like that, like something that crazy, but like on the realm of what's possible, like a tsunami or earthquake, something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then this happens. Okay. Like I see it as like, oh my God, this is such a huge time because I mean, this group here, we've leveled up. I know things I never knew or never even thought about. So if I'm leveling up, there's other people that are in their versions, even if they're just having a conversation about it, that's a shift like that right there. Because we weren't well March 12th, I want to go forward because we are already better right now than we were March 12th. And that's like such a trippy thing because everyone's like, you want people to die? And I'm like, no, but like we need inflammation or we need the feeling or we need to fall down or we need something because we were just so stuck at whatever the thing was.
True, man. It's like,
what would your always answer be to that?
Well, I just want to add a little piece. It's like everyone keeps saying, like, when are we going to go back to normal? I'm like, the normal we had before was not like what any normal sane or what any sane person, sorry, normal people did envision that as normal, but what any sane person who is connected would envision as normal. It wasn't healthy. The norm prior to COVID was extremely unhealthy.
Well, you think about all the things that have been unraveled for us, all the things that have been because of you guys, basically, right? The things that we have been learning that have always been there.
Yeah.
That we just didn't know about. And now we're like, holy shit, what? Yeah. Right? And so there's an excitement around it of like, oh my God, this is the most amazing gift ever because now we're able to pull. You cannot step out of something unless you know what you're in the first place. So you have to know what you're in. And then once you realize what you're in, then you can now choose to step out of it. So COVID was a massive smackdown of, okay, we're going to amp up the fear. We're going to amp up the mind control. We're going to amp up the manipulation. We're going to amp up the greed. We're going to amp all this up so that you guys can really get going on this ascension process because it's a little stagnant right now, right? And so it was like, boom, here we go. And off to the races, you guys all showed up for your roles. You signed up. You're like, okay, and let's go. And you're doing it. And your mom's doing it. Like all these people are stepping up and they're like, oh yeah, this is totally what I'm here to do. And you're just doing it regardless of how exhausting it is, regardless of how you may not want to do it. You have no choice. Welcome. Right?
Well, trust us. We're not making money from doing this shit.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I'm risking my license, our reputation, Alec, his work situation.
It's crazy.
Possibly your life. Possibly risking your life. I mean.
But, I mean, Joe, would you do anything else?
No. Hell no.
Exactly.
That's.
I'm fully on board. But, hey, Lori, I'm hearing different things from people. So some people are speculating that these global elitist motherfuckers behind all this shit, they're basically panicking right now. And they're trying to push all this stuff right now because, you know, things aren't going according to plan. But then other people are saying, oh, dude, these guys are already three chess moves ahead. They're getting exactly what they want. They want us to be frazzled like this and confused and divided. From your perspective, what's the energy like from your perspective as far as the reading on them? Are they frantic right now or are they at, you know, getting what they want?
First of all, it doesn't even matter. At the end of the day, they've got nothing on what's coming. They've got nothing. So even if they're three steps ahead, we are such badasses right now that it doesn't freaking matter what they do. From at this point, it doesn't matter. Are they frazzled? I think that it's sort of like, well, I won't bring up that example, but they are concerned. They are not. Here's what they didn't realize. Here's what they didn't expect, sort of like the US election, okay? They didn't expect all of the humans to wake up in the time and the speed that they did and to start to gather and do this together. They didn't expect that. They really thought that they were going to be able to remain in control through this. And so when I say they've got nothing on us, they've got nothing on us. So it looks like they are going to pull out all of the crap that they're going to pull out. I'm telling you right now, watch what's going to happen. Shit's going to fall apart. Things aren't going to go through. Lawsuits are going to happen. It's just not going to pan out the way we are seeing it because of you guys. This is why I want you to understand how important you guys are. I'm not kidding. It's because of what you guys are doing every single day, the education, the frequency, the showing up. That is what is allowing all the humans that are not quite sure what's going on every day when they watch you guys, every day when they listen to you guys, okay? It's literally pulling them in line with us so that they can stay in the frequencies with us so that we can say, F you got nothing on us. We're Buffalo going down this freaking thing and we're going to charge right through you. And that's what happens. We just have to now watch this. So are they afraid? I don't know. They're so narcissistic. They're probably not afraid, to be honest with you. But they're going to pull out more and more stops. I think they're shocked. More than anything, they're shocked.
But the biggest barrier right now is not only them, but other human buffaloes, you know, cyborgs counteracting us. There's a lot of these human cyborgs that are
totally
brainwashed by the system.
Yeah.
And they're fighting for the people that are fucking them.
You're right. Like we've got Buffalo that are supposed to be on our side that are fucking with us. And we're like, dude, we got your back. Can you get behind? Like get behind.
We're trying to help you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Well, that's just the whole other, that's like a nuisance, like a fly on your back, right? It's sort of like, that's not really the issue or the problem, to be completely honest. The bigger issue is these elitists. That's the problem in terms of consciousness. The humans that are really combating all of us right now, it's sort of like this like really annoying fly that just won't go away because they'll eventually get behind and say, okay, something's going to happen where they'll eventually come with us and charge with us.
How do you to approach people? Because so many people ask me all the time, I'm sure Joe, Tommy, I'm sure you get it as well, Lori. I like all my family and friends, they just don't get it. Like, and they're extremely frustrated. How do you approach situations like that where people aren't fully grasping the implications of bodily sovereignty being stripped from human beings and the ability to choose is being stripped?
Well, I do it a little different than a lot of people, but here's what I do. So I have compassion for them. And here's why I have compassion for them. I see the fear they're digesting, right? Like, there was a woman on the airplane next to me. I said this in one of my videos. And she is full-blown sprays, hand gloves, multiple masks, like goggle things. And I look at her and I see the human that we're shifting. All the work that you guys are doing is for that human. And so when I look at her, I'm like, oh, you're the one that I'm doing all this goddamn work for right now, right? And I'm watching the fear and I'm loving her. I honestly had compassion for her. I spoke to her. I was like, wow, you do this every time you get on an airplane? She's like, oh yeah, every time you got to wipe down all the seats you got. And she's really into it. The reason I have compassion for her is because I know that the work that we're doing is going to shift her. I know that it's going to shift her. Now, if I was in a different space, I may have been like, hey, you know, it's a 99.9% survival rate. So what you're doing right now is complete bullshit. I don't know what you're doing, right? There are days and moments where I have that, right? Where I want to do that. Which one's more effective? I don't know. I know that when you hold higher states of consciousness, you affect people in a different way. I know that no matter what, we're pulling the entire human collective with us. It doesn't matter if she's on board right now or not. I know that it can get frustrating when you guys are educating people or when any of us are trying to educate and they're not getting it. But if you can hold a compassionate state of trying to understand where they're coming from, which is the power of fear, right? There's so much fear that these humans are in that if we trust that we're doing this no matter what, we trust that they get through it no matter what, and we don't try so hard to change them, but instead see this whole thing as playing out no matter what, it'll shift a lot faster, in my opinion. I think
Thank
it will.
You for that.
Otherwise, you're kind of combating people, right? It's frustrating. It's challenging. You know, you do what you can do.
Well, it's like a tense resisting energy that you're projecting back to them, and that's not helpful in any way. So I totally understand what you're saying because I struggle with that a lot lately. I really do.
But you still want to educate, right? So it's like, I mean, I'm not educators like you guys. So I don't know what it's like to be in your shoes. I know that I just bring in messages and information. So I don't know what it's like to be in your shoes to educate. Thank God I don't have to educate because that would be so frustrating for me. If I had to be in your guys' shoes and educating, it would be a lot more frustrating, I think. Because you do have to, you're educating, you're teaching those that are not aware, which is a little bit of a different role than what I'm in. Mm-hmm. But you do want to be aware of the energy because you have to educate. You have to bring awareness every single day, right? Like the fact that Tommy John every single day says this is not a pandemic is just as powerful as MSNBC saying you are going to die, mm-hmm. right? So we have to do that. It's just navigating how you want to engage with the human. Do you want to fight with them or do you want to just be like, dude, you do you. I'm going to just keep sharing me and...
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. Sorry, I know one of the other guys probably has a question, is like the balance that it's difficult to strike, right? Because I said this the other day, if an industry, an organization, an individual, a group of people wasn't actively trying to impose their will, their way of thinking upon another group, organization, or individual, I would have nothing to say. I would have no reason to speak. And that is what is truly propelling me to speak. And that's what's propelled me to be a part of this Health Freedom for Humanity, is it is the inalienable right for the individual to choose what is best for them, not even within the realm of health, as long as they are not by their own free will impacting the lives of another in such a way that they're imposing their will. Then people should be able to operate and express as they choose. And that's the part that is hard. It's balancing like, hey, I am very, like, how do I put this? I'm really trying to get people to understand that it is a fundamental right for every single person to choose what health looks like for themselves.
That's called sovereignty. That's a 5D state of being. So you are literally pulling people into a higher state of consciousness. And they have been in a lower state of consciousness, which is, I don't have rights. Someone's going to tell me what to do. I'm going to live in fear and I'm going to be controlled by them. And they don't even realize it. So it's a cognitive dissonance, right? They don't even realize, they can't even wrap their head around the fact that somebody's doing that to them. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So you're taking people into higher states of consciousness by saying, hey, guess what? You're sovereign. You actually have choice. You actually get to say what goes into my body, what doesn't go into my body. You have free will. You have all these things. And that's why this is happening. That's why this is all happening. Mm-hmm. The only way to move into higher states of consciousness is to break down the lower states of consciousness that we've been in.
Yeah, but Alec, you know, I had a conversation with a doctor buddy of mine the other day who knows what's going on, but she flat out just said to me, I don't care.
Oh, no.
And that's a whole different, animal I haven't experienced yet, which is like, what? Wait, you know what's going on and you don't care?
What was there more context to that? Like, what did she?
I broke down the PCR test to her, right? And I'm not going to, call her out on a podcast here, but good friend of mine, doctor, but explained the PCR situation, that the mainstream media is kind of manipulating the situation. There's a huge difference between testing positive on a faulty ass test versus being sick and infected mm-hmm. with something that we haven't yet discovered. Mm-hmm. And she knows all that stuff, but she just said she doesn't care. And I was at a loss of words, bro. I was like, wow. It's one thing if you don't know what's going on and you're like, I don't care. I'm not a doctor. Like, okay, fine. But let me try to educate you. And some people don't want to know, fine. But when you know and you say you don't care and you're a physician, that's something that I'm just like, forget the Hippocratic Oath. It's just like, if you're a doctor, what'd you do this for? For money then? I mean, isn't there any party that gives a shit about humanity?
I don't even... Lori, what do you think?
I think she probably doesn't want to risk whatever it is that she has in her life. So you think about what you're risking when you start to step out into the truth, right? Yeah. So it's easier to just say, I don't care. I'm going to stay in the herd space. I think there's a lot of, I would not be surprised that there are a lot of doctors that think of how much courage it takes. Now it's a little bit easier, 10 months, 11 months into it, 12 months into it, whatever month, but it takes a lot of courage as a doctor to step out and speak truth.
You're right, Lori, but some people are not speaking up because they're afraid to lose their license and all this stuff. But I'm just saying, this person doesn't care. So
maybe it is a defense mechanism though, Joe. I think that's what Lori's getting at is she can... Mm-hmm. People can project what is seemingly very real emotions or positions, but hold something within that is completely different and is at odds with what they're saying. So it could be a function of it's a defense mechanism for her.
Yeah, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't care. She's going to fault to I don't care. If anybody asks me, I don't care. I know everything that's happening. I don't care. It's easier to say I don't care than to do something about it. I think it's a really important thing to talk about, because let's talk about it if doctors are doing that, right? Which I'm sure there's thousands, but I don't think she's the only one. You're exactly right, Alec. It's a default. It's like, I don't have the courage to speak up. I'm not conscious about the fact that I don't have the courage to speak up. I don't want to think about it. I can barely survive right now. Whatever's going on in my family, I'm just going to pretend that everything's fine, even though I know that it's not.
Lori, we've got we have a big day coming up, don't we?
Me and you tomorrow? Are you talking about that?
Well, no, we know that.
I wasn't sure. Are you talking about December 21st? That's what you're talking about.
Like I would promote our engagement. Yeah, no.
Dude, my bad.
Yeah, self-promotion right now. We've got a big day in
that's hilarious.
Instagram has a big day on the 20th.
We sure the heck do. I think 20th might be a little bit more potent than the 21st. That's what I think.
Can you describe from your point of view, what is the 21st? What is that? How long is this lasting? What is actually happening? What
It's crazy. I just did a YouTube live and I was talking about this. I mean, listen, here's the thing. Time is irrelevant, right? So right. When you're like, what's happening on the 21st? Well, the 21st in the United States is the 22nd in Australia, right? So it's almost laughable that you're like on the 21st and it's like, but my 21st is your 22nd. So yeah. Which 21st is it? Like, is it my night? Is it my 20th and your 21st? So time is kind of funny. But I also think it's the human is funny because what they do, they're setting themselves up for massive disappointment, I think. Because when you start expecting some massive event to unravel on the 21st, which a lot of people are in the spiritual community, and based on everything else that's happened, I mean, yeah, there's like, I think on like astrologically, there's some like, I don't know astrology at all. I don't follow it, but there's some like, everything stops. Like there's three things that's like a planet, the moon, something stops. And it's like a crazy thing that happens. Regardless, people are expecting this massive event to unravel. I don't think I think there's going to be a massive event on the 20th. Let's talk about that. I don't think there's going to be a massive event on the 21st. What I do think is there's going to be a huge amount of light. And if you're capable of feeling that huge amount of light, then you're going to feel a huge amount of light, right? And you're going to feel that frequency running through your body. Now, from a higher perspective, what's going to happen is the entire human collective is going to jump onto a new train track. So that is going to happen. But are we going to feel it? I'm probably not going to feel much on the 21st, to be completely honest. I really don't. Are people going to have crazy experiences? Maybe, maybe not. But what I do know for sure is that we are jumping onto a completely different timeline. Like the whole entire collective is, and we're on a new train track going somewhere. I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know how that's going to happen, but because we've been able to raise the frequency high enough, we're capable of doing that. And the reason it's happening on the 21st, it's actually happening right now. So here's what it means in the quantum. It's happening right now. So everyone's like, what should I do on the 21st? What are you doing right now? Like, do it now. What are you waiting on? What happens if nothing happens on the 21st? Then you're waiting this whole time for something to happen so that you can do something when really just do it right now. So that's what I'm teaching people. Like, don't wait for something. Do it now. What do you want to do? You want to receive high frequency? High frequency light's coming right now, right? Like, the 21st is a powerful day because it's going to catapult us into a different timeline. That is absolute. In the meantime, hang out with all the light, right? And like, choose your timeline, choose your things that you want to do, whatever you're doing. But the 20th, however, the 20th, 20th in the United States, which would be the 21st, right? If we're talking numbers. Now remember, you guys, this is an energetic war, okay? Meaning the elites and the powers that be are much more intelligent than we understand. They actually are completely aware of the galactic beings that are around, et cetera, et cetera. They know what the 21st is. They know. They're acutely aware of what's happening, meaning there's going to be a massive jolt. So what are they doing on the 20th? What's going to happen on the 19th and the 20th? Are they going to censor us more? Are they going to shut down things? Like, what are they going to do on the 20th that's going to pull us out of alignment? I don't know, but I know something's going to happen. So that, I think, is what's going to be a more of an impactful event than the 21st in terms of our experiences.
Sucks because they have control over our voices from our main channel, you know? And hey, guys, I guess on the 19th, we could call Chef Pete Evans and see what's going on in the
future. Exactly. Right? Ask him what happened.
Yo, what's going on up there, man?
Yo, what's going to happen?
Are you deleted yet, Pete? Like,
think about how funny time is, right? If you really think about how absurd it is. Because how could you say that something's going to happen on an energetic level in the spiritual community? It's kind of funny because you're like, well, I don't understand. It's different days, right? So anyway, it's kind of funny, but there's a massive shift coming.
Mm, right.
But am I going to feel it? I don't know. Are you guys going to feel it? I don't know. Are they going to get crazy out there? Yeah, they're going to do some crazy shit, crazier than what we've seen. They're going to do crazy shit. But, you know, we just navigate it like we're we're always navigating it, right? I mean, we just adapt and figure it out.
Hey, Lori, speaking about crazy, can I show you some crazy pictures?
Of course. What kind of question is that?
The way you said that, dude.
I don't know if you can handle this.
But, I can handle it.
Well, I have a series of pictures here. But one is, did you see the cover of Time Magazine of the 100 most influential people?
No, but were you on it?
No, but this motherfucker was on it. And here's, do you notice anything interesting over his head? What do you think about that?
Like, what is out of here? Get it out of here. Stop the presses. What the?
Yo, Alec, this thing's being recorded, right? The visual?
Yeah.
What is that, man? Like, are they serious?
Yes, they're serious.
They really
like,
are.
Like, these are these subliminal.
Yep. You
know, I mean, this is pretty obvious.
Yes,
to me,
that is so obvious. That is so, they don't care anymore. They don't care. It's like, they're just going to throw it out there because it's.
I mean, how much
that's
more?
A joke. That's so funny that it's not even funny. That's how ridiculous that is.
Yeah. And you know what else is ridiculous? So Tommy John is on this new campaign of like trying to awaken people, but he's trying to take a little bit of a different approach.
Okay.
And I don't know if I agree with his marketing campaign here, but what do you think about this?
Damn it, Joe.
I thought this was a little unprofessional. Every time, what is that? Seaweed over your neck, man?
My tooth is out.
Miss Lori, there's Stop more. Stop Watch this. Check this out. Look at this guy.
So you got to understand, I'm shooting that by myself on a public beach.
No way. Yeah. That makes it even better, dude.
And I'm laughing at myself.
Oh, my God. Hey,
how many people walk by?
Please. The best. That's the best.
No. Miss Lori, this one's the best.
Let me see.
I had coaching on this one.
That's the money shot right there, Lori. Now, Tommy, can you please explain to us what was going through your mind and why would Lori want to hang out with you posing like this?
Can I see the first one again?
Yes, all absolutely. That is, guys, is a Tuesday.
I'll DM it to you. Lori, I'll DM it to you on IG.
That's
the money.
That is the money shot. That the foot sideways, the arm, the face.
Oh, it's seaweed. I was showing some crotch there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tommy, you should post this.
That is genius. Oh my God, that is genius.
No, but seriously, I think I'm joking, but on a serious level, Tommy, like that's your gift, man. You know how to crack people up, you know how to inspire people. And like Lori's saying, like it's a great way to keep people motivated and uplift their spirits, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I have gotten requests like, can you do an imitation, please, with a message? And I'm like, wait, for real? Like they're just like, yeah, like for real. Like they're just kind of, if there's data and there's science and there's this monotonous, like, oh my God, something hilariously scary, you know, still, because we're still hammering home a message. Like today I did an English accent for It's Not a Pandemic. And people were like, oh my God, thank God. Like, I don't know.
Dude, I'm getting so sick of the like science and data and all that shit. Like I don't even feel like touching on it anymore because it's like we're playing their game. Yeah. Like what matters is your Lori, Joe, all of our individual experience and what it tells us. And what it tells me is that when I was taking pharmaceutical drugs, when I was eating like shit, all of those things, I was unhealthy and I felt horrible all the time. And I didn't have any connection to myself, my inner child, any connection to source. And then when I flipped that around, I became well, and I've seen it happen. It's repeatable. It's observable. And it's repeatable, which is the ultimate form of science. Sorry.
No, touch on that real quick. So when I interviewed Kelly Brogan, she said her and Sayre are hitting the same point. They're like, what is science anymore? Like we're kind of done talking it, you know?
So for real. Like it's not even worth it to me anymore. But
yeah, but you got but no, this is the thing, you guys. That's what they want.
Yeah, I could see that. It was more so like
you can't stop just because, I mean, you can do whatever you want. You have free will, obviously. Right. You do you. Yeah. You do you. But if you stop, then it's like you're stopping the train, right? So it's like, yeah, it sucks that you're repeating yourself a bazillion, a trillion, a gazillion. I mean, I do it all the time and I'm like, fuck, dude, I got to say this again because they don't get it. They're not hearing it again. And then they're like, hey, can you talk about this? And I'm like, I just did a video 18 times about that. You didn't hear it, right? So you have to repeat yourself a bazillion times until that person hears it. You can't not keep speaking about it. You just have to keep going until...
Tommy is very good at that.
Tommy's so good at it. It's like he's got this like Jedi mind trick that he's doing, and it's working.
It's effective. It's very
very, very effective. And we just don't stop. Sorry.
Boom.
Okay, I won't. I promise.
You just
for
can't
you,
stop.
Well, for humanity, I won't.
Yeah.
You know, it was more so like the energy I'm sitting around. I'm just like, my God, like how many more ways can I express that it's very clear that science is not settled on any of these things? A number of studies keep coming out. And I used to have these experiences where I would get so pumped, like, oh my gosh, here's another piece that validates what I am observing to be true through my own experience. Oh my goodness, this is validating the position of so many people who have stepped away from that system. And I would like put it on, and obviously it would resonate with a lot of people. A lot of people would come out of cognitive dissonance and be like, oh my gosh, dude, I thought you were like a crazy conspiracy theorist quack 6 months ago, but I've continued to follow along and I'm realizing there's a lot of merit to what you say and I'm seeing it now. But it's like, it's getting to the point where I'm going to continue, but I am getting to a point where I'm trying to think of a chemistry word here that I can't come up with.
The boiling point?
Not the boiling point. It's like, I'm saturated. Like it's like, I feel like I've done all that I can. I'm fully saturated in putting out science and data. And it's like, if you don't get it by now on the science and data piece, I don't know if you're going.
Yes, they will.
Like, cause it's so...
Think about who you guys are. And this is not just you guys. This is people that are listening to the podcast. This is how important you are. This is not about you. It's not about Joe. It's not about Dr. Tommy. It's not about Alec. This is not about you. As much as you maybe think it's about you. This is about the millions of humans that are literally brainwashed right now and can't see. They actually need you, even though they're not going to tell you that. They need you to keep going. They need you to show up over and over and over and over and then over again as they yell at you, as they scream at you, as they tell you that you're this and that and blah, blah, whatever they're doing in an unconscious state. If you don't keep going, you're not going to be able to pull them out of the state that they're in. So you can't think about this in terms of how they're responding, how they're triggered, how annoying they are, blah, blah, blah. You think about the fact that this is your role, this is your duty, and they need you. That's what you think about. And that's how you show up every single day. And when you think about it like that, you're going to show up. And because they're going to continue to do whatever they're going to do until they hear it. And that's your job. All of you guys, that's your job. Literally, this is why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why you're doing this podcast. That's why you created you created. Yeah. Why'd you guys create what you created, right? It's like,
right.
It's for those people.
That's so true.
Yeah, Alex.
That's so true.
Alex, so check this out. I was so busy today. I actually stopped by Burger King drive-thru, right? That shit was delicious, by the way. Nice. I'll be honest. But picked up Burger King and on the drive-thru, the lady was wearing a mask. And I just, as I paid her, I just said, hey, can you breathe in that thing? And she said, no, you know, it really sucks. And I go, yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. And she goes, yeah, it really sucks. And it's an older lady and she looks so helpless and disheartened wearing this mask on her face, you know? And after I pulled away, I was literally in tears, man, thinking about that person. So yes, I go off on my lies and, you know, I say my piece on some COVIDiots and so on, but I think about that, you know, people like her who are working at a Burger King, you know, making $7 an hour, just trying to survive. She can't breathe in that thing, acknowledging that this sucks, but she has to. And, you know, we're fighting for those people, man. You know,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's so true. Man.
It's true. That's how important your role is. Because you are fighting for those people, you know, and it's so important. It's such an important role that we're playing for humanity right now. It's just massive. Because we're in it, we don't always see what we're doing, right? We kind of get caught up in it. But man, what we are in and what we're doing has never been done in this human collective before. So,
hey guys, before
it's huge.
Can I just ask Lori one more question?
Of course.
Yeah, because I know we're supposed to take turns here, but Lori, I don't expect you to know the answer to this, but I'm really anti Klaus Schwab, the Mr. New World Order. It is my belief that he is the main grand puppet master behind this shit.
Okay.
I don't expect you to know, but you know, this, the dark side here. Mm-hmm. Who is, from your perspective, who is the emperor?
Oh my God. That's a great question. I don't know who the main head honcho is. I don't know the head honcho. But I'll tell you something about the New World Order. First of all, I heard about the New World Order in 1989. And it was like, there's no way they're going to be able to pull this off, right? No mother freaking way this is going to be, no, not happening. And I've been hearing from my guides, okay, start talking about the New World Order, start talking about this so that people can start to understand this bigger perspective of what's actually happening. Because when you say elitists, when you say, can we get a little bit more clear on what we're talking about or who we're talking about, right? The information hasn't come in. I don't exactly know, although I do know that it's wealthy, the wealthiest of wealthy families. I know that, right? I know it's families. I know it's Rockefellers. I know it's families.
It's like a percentage of the percentage. So
it's a tiny percentage, like literally, like if you were to visualize a table of like 12,
mm-hmm. Oh, right? Wow. Wow.
And then those 12 are like the puppeteers of the other 36. And then those 36 are the puppeteers, you know, it's like a corporation, how a corporation is run.
But I wonder who's the person sitting at the end
God,
of
I don't
the
know.
Table of 12.
Do you think it's one person or do you think they all are in?
No, I think it's multiple. Like everything and what my gut tells me too, like and everything that I've read that has sort of put to words what I believe in my opinion is that it really is like 12 different families that are very selective, and many of them we don't even know the names of that are behind most of everything.
You think it's 12? You think it's 12? You think it's that many?
12 to 13 families, yeah. But like when I say families, it's like there's a sort of structure in who's in charge in each of those families as well, if that makes sense.
But even like in the
mafia, they still compartmentalize even inside those families.
But even like in the mafia, isn't there that one mafia that's like the more powerful amongst the
I don't know
the
if
clan?
They have that in this though. I don't know if there is, I don't know if that, if I mean, that would be amazing if there's one head honcho that you can pull it all to, right? Here is, first of all, what if it was a woman, right?
Yes, yes.
Can you exactly. imagine if it was a badass bitch at the fucking front of the table? We would all be blown away. We'd be like, no freaking way. Like that would be the biggest trick of the whole thing is that it's this woman. But you know, I would love to know. I mean, there's a lot of things I really want to know.
But you're not getting a reading on that. You're not getting a sense like this motherfucker
Dude,
this bitch is the
that?
One.
This literally looks like some stuff from a movie. That's Klaus Schwab. That's what he's talking
about.
Oh,
he is like, dark.
He is the CEO of the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
Look at those symbols too. Look at the symbols.
My whole body. I've never seen this man. Yeah. I've never heard his name before. Whoa.
Alec, was that like his Halloween costume? What event was
Dude,
this?
Dude, I don't know, man. But like the I've read a lot into the symbols on this, and it's I don't want to like go there necessarily, but like the symbols on his shirt, and he's wearing very what appears to be religious garb, you know.
But just look at his energy. I mean, you can feel.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dark. It's wow. It's real yeah. dark. But that's what we are. That's what we're. They got nothing. Bring it on. I mean, it's. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that that's all going to be dissolved. Like the game is up. The game is up. The jig is up. It's just, here's what's scary though. I'll tell you what is a little bit frightening. I know we're recording right now, so hopefully people won't get freaked out. But the thing that does sort of freak me out a little bit is they aren't going to stop until they're gone, right? So they're going to literally do everything in their power to stay in power. So what does that mean, right? I don't know what that means. My guides don't tell me what that means. Thank God they don't tell me what that means, because I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. But are we able to shift the human collective in a way where their worst is not that bad? Does that make sense? It's like an energetic fight that we're having. We've got to pull it so that their worst is not as bad as it could have been or could be, because it could get real dark, you know?
What's interesting is that...
So true. Yeah,
oh, sorry. Go ahead, Al.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
No, what's interesting is that if they control so much and have so much wealth and power, and I mean, why can't they just buy an island and just chill, you know? Like, why does it have to come to the point of like global domination? It's like a James Bond movie, you know? The villains can't just be at peace with these multi-corporations that they own and just having everything they could ever want. Why?
Because to polarize to the negative path, you have to get people to buy into your malicious ways with their own free will. You have to package up something as good and get people to buy in under their own free will to what appears to be good, but is actually deeply
nefarious. And they've been doing it for a very long time and they're very good at it. You know, it would blow our minds. As awake as we are, our minds would be blown if we saw their playbook of what's been playing out, really what's been playing out for a very long time. I think even we would be like, holy shit.
Mm, yeah.
Because it is so, it's beyond our understanding what they've been doing. It's
like, we probably know about like 20%.
Yep. If that, and what we do know is like 9/11, right? Like we know about these, like we know about what they've shown us, right? But like what's behind that we don't know. I mean, think about the sex trafficking, the pedophilia and the satanic shit that's going to come out. I mean, that's going to blow people's minds. And when you dive into that piece and when you go into that layering, I mean, our entire freaking systems are going to be blown. So I mean, the playbook of what these beings that are humans have been doing is like, you know, it's incomprehensible. But, you know, so be it. We show up and we blow them out of the water. So bring it on. I don't care.
I'm still waiting for these guys to reveal all that stuff. You know, the pedophilia and the sex trafficking and all this stuff.
Oh, we're not ready. We're nowhere near ready. We're not ready. The human has to be ready. So meaning it would short circuit a lot of people. It would create major psychosis. It would rattle us in a way that we might not be able to function. We would have nightmares.
People that we looked up to are doing that kind of stuff.
Beyond, right? It's not even who's doing it. I mean, yeah, like the Tom Hanks and those people. Yeah, they're all doing it, but what they're doing.
Oh, man.
It's the what of it that would literally put us in a comatose. Like you can't be, and there, you think COVID is cognitive dissonance? COVID has nothing. You think vaccines are cognitive dissonance? That's nothing on what they've been doing. Nothing. Wow. Humans can't hold it right now. So
that's an interesting point too, because it's like, When you, even just on those two things, like let's say COVID and vaccines, when you see clearly for what it is, again, based on your own observation, no longer denying yourself of your intuition and your experience, and then seek information, not to validate or confirm your bias, but more so like that's in alignment with what is working for you in your life, right? You get to a point where it's like, it's blatantly obvious. And I had this point too, when I realized what had happened to my mom. In 2016, I had this point where I was like, but why would they do this? You know, like, why would they, they have to know that health is really simple. Like, is it for profit? Like, what is it for? And you get to a point where you come to a conclusion, and it's very hard for people to break this cognitive dissonance. And it's hard for me to break it too, is that there are truly deeply nefarious actors that are behind much of these things. And that is something that so many people, even just that point, and that's just breaking the surface, right, are not ready to accept. I had to accept it because it was an experience that slapped me in the fucking face. Mm-hmm. I had no other choice but to accept it, because I was like, why? Like, my mom was almost committed suicide 4 times and was perpetually ill. Like, and it's not the doctor's fault. It's 20 steps above them that are in there just doing what they're told. They're doing what they're taught, what they've learned to do. And it just goes all the way up. And again, you just get to this point where it's like, there's no other way that it's possible besides, or there's no other conclusion that you can come to, especially when people speaking out against it are censored, are have their names dragged through the mud, trying to help other people see. You get to a point where there is no other conclusion you can come to other than there are nefarious actors behind this that are propagating on this upon the entirety of humanity.
It's incomprehensible. It really is. So, you know, that's another, you know, that's something that you're all going to be teaching and sharing and walking humanity through. So it's just another step at some other point that you guys are all going to, this is just the beginning for you guys. Like, yeah. COVID, oh, really? Vaccine, all of it. Yeah, this is just the beginning. So, you know, when other things start to come down the pipe, you guys are going to be like, oh shit, now we got to do this. Yeah. And you're going to step up and you're going to do it. So, you know, it's not, you know, you may think that this is sort of the path. Oh, sorry to tell you. This is just one of the paths that you guys are going to be doing. So, you know, get used to it. You got a lot of skills that you've learned in terms of how you navigate and educate people, but they're going to need a lot more help. Listen, this is so dark. This is so dark. What you're clearing, what we're clearing is so dark. It would blow our freaking minds if we actually saw the dark.
Wow.
Not to even freak even people
those
out.
Those that are on, like, have the awareness that we do, it'd blow our minds, right? Like,
Blow our minds. So we start where we are, right? So they gave us COVID. We got COVID. We got the vaccines. We got the sovereignty. We got the free will. We got the, I'm not going to put these things in. We start with what we can handle, which is, okay, first step is we got to realize that we have to choose what we put in our bodies. We have to start to say no more, right? We have to start to understand that we've been brainwashed. We have to start somewhere, which is what we're doing now. Then we start to get a little deeper into the shit, right? And then it's like, oh, what the hell is this? And it gets a little bit dirtier, right? But you guys are used to it. The ones behind you aren't. They're going to freak the hell out. But that's why you're here, right? You're doing it for the woman that has the mask in Burger King. You're like, okay, I got this. I'm doing this. Off we go. But it is going to get dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. But you guys are preparing for that right now. So you're going to be fine. It's going to be like no big deal, but you know, there is a lot more dirt that's going to be, you know, happening.
Laura's, you know, like, I mean, go ahead. Good luck. Enjoy the fight. Yeah, coming your way. I wish you the best, but you guys can do
it. Good luck, you guys.
Keep fighting, motherfuckers.
Good luck. Listen, you guys just keep showing up every day. Keep doing you. And don't worry. Yo, you guys got this. Serious.
As long as we don't get the lead on the 20th, right, though. I mean, seriously. That's
why we have voice. Telegram.
Yeah. Telegram, yeah. I mean, it's confusing.
I don't know what they're going to do. You think they're going
to, you know what I'm
going
to do? I'm going to run a PSYOP on my followers. I'm going to delete my Instagram for 2 days prior to the 20th and be like, hey, they deleted me. And then, no, the reason I'm saying that is because when my account really actually did get deleted, with all the, like, those hundreds of accounts that got deleted, mine, my mom's, quite a few people, I had been trying to get people to come over to my Telegram up to that point. They would not do it. Then when I was reinstated finally, I was like, hey, so that was pretty shocking to me. Can you guys please follow my Telegram, like, subscribe to my Telegram? And I had like 2,000 people subscribe to my Telegram in like 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah. So, your Telegram is Awesome, man.
It's possible that, I mean, if you think about how energy and timelines work, if we go into a more quantum perspective, it's very possible that what we are expecting right now in terms of the 20th, it's very possible that it might not unravel, right? So there is a possibility that what they're planning may not happen. Again, if we're able to shift the frequency, it's all about shifting frequency. So it's possible that what they're, listen, they've been planning all these things and we're basically like doing this kind of thing, right? Like you're not going to get me. You're not going to get me. They've got all these things that we were able to kind of do this with. We just don't see it because we did this with it. So we didn't get hit by it. Right. So we didn't realize that something was coming. So it's possible that it's not going to be as bad as it's anticipated to be. I'm holding that reality because that's kind of what's been happening lately anyways, right? There's all these like, oh my God, this is going to happen. Oh my God, this is going to happen. Oh my God. And then none of it happens. So maybe it won't happen. I just, you know, I'm going to hold that. I'm going to hold that.
We consciously create our own reality and like individually and collectively. And that's something that, who was I talking to yesterday? I was talking to you guys yesterday, TJ and Joe, I think, on the live. Four-way. I was like, dude, this is, yeah, the four-way with my mom. And then Kylie said some things, my wife. But, too, yeah. Dude, like, I forget this myself all the time. And you guys know this shit, too. Like, we consciously create our own reality by aligning our thoughts and feelings and taking deliberate action towards that reality. Like, this is something that we all fundamentally know to be true and we've practiced in our own life and that has produced results. And then because we're so caught up in this illusory reality of being a human being on planet Earth right now, we forget that. For it's sure. Like we have to be consistently reminded of it. And that's why this conversation with you, Lori, has been great. It just brought me out of my funky energy that I was in at the beginning of the call. So
and also when you start looking, so here's what's going to start to happen, you guys. We're going to start to look back at what we've done, right? We're going to, it's so new that we can't really look back quite yet at what we've done, but we're going to eventually be able to start to look back at what we've done. And then we're going to have a framework to say, oh, this actually, what we've done has actually made a difference, right? Because right now we're so in it. It's so new that we're like, is this making a goddamn difference? Is anything happening? So we're going to have a point where we're going to look back and be like, oh yeah, this is making a difference. And what made the difference? This, these things, right? So then when the next dirty shit rolls out that we have to deal with, we're going to trust even more that our reality, that what you choose creates your reality, that when you hold the higher states, that when you continue to speak, even when you don't want to speak, these things that we've been doing, we're now going to know for sure, like, oh, hell yeah, this works because it worked in that past now moment. So we're in like a training zone, like, God, I hope this is working because I don't know if it's, you know, but it's,
yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that, so this leads into our last question, because I think we can talk.
Wait, time out. Can I just ask, please?
Joe, please, yes, go ahead.
Please. Because I won't be able to ask you this on a live on IG or anything, but since you're very sensitive to the energy around you, Lori, did you notice a shift in or a change in vibrational energy when this 5G shit got implemented? Did you sense any changes?
No, but I have a different theory on 5G.
Please. You guys ready for this one?
Okay. So, here is Lori's knowingness is about 5G. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is a little out there, but stay with me on this and you can throw it out.
Before you say anything about this, have you talked about this on your channels or is this like exclusive shit for us?
You know, I've talked about it, but most people don't really listen to what they listen, but then they don't listen. So this is brand new, basically.
Ooh. Alec, we got some good material here.
Coming up. But here it is. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. And this is also with chemtrails. This is with a lot of stuff. Okay. So in one reality, 5G has a very powerful negative impact on the human body because the human body is energetic. It's an electric system, right? And so any energies that are coming at it are going to impact it in some way. Okay, here's what's actually happening with 5G. There are higher dimensional beings that have been around for a very long time that are playing a role right now in a way that is assisting us, but there is very specific roles in which they are assisting us. Now, they have stopped nuclear weapons. They have stopped events that could have wrecked the Earth plane. They have dismantled or cleared chemtrails. So you see the chemtrails, but they don't have an impact. And they are literally dissolving the whatever those things are that come out of the 5G. Now, that is not to say that the 5G isn't having an impact on some human bodies, because it's not like an absolute dissolved, gone. But they are lessening the impact of the 5G because of the intensity of what it's going to do to the human body. It would stop all of this. The intensity of the 5G towers, it's beyond our, I mean, we probably understand it. I know you guys are smarter than me in terms of what's happening, but the impact that it has on the human's energetic body is so potent that it would literally stop the progression of what we're doing on an energetic level, meaning the frequencies of light. So these beings are coming in and they are softening or dissolving what's happening. Now, there will be another now moment where years later, you're going to be like, oh my God, Lori told us this. And we thought she was crazy when she told us this. And then you're going to see the beings and you're going to be like, oh my God, here they are. And they're doing it. Because it seems very much like, yeah, that's like Star Wars. I'm not sure. But it is happening. So you want to play the role of, okay, that's fine, but I'm still going to educate, teach, and stay away from them or do whatever it is that we're going to do. And I'm going to also hold the reality that what I believe to be the impact that it's going to have on my human body is actually a lot less because of what is happening in the higher realms. And this is going to continue because these beings that the New World Order people that, you know, Joe wants to know who the main honcho is, they have technology that can really impact our human bodies for control. And 5G towers is one of them. But we have much higher dimensional light beings that are coming in at the exact same time. Listen, you guys, the New World Order are not just humans.
I fully believe that.
And that's a whole other topic that we can get into, okay? But they're not all human. So there's so much that we're all going to unravel, okay? So like I said, COVID is just the beginning, right? And so we're actually okay, but here's the juggling act. We also want to educate ourselves and we also want to protect ourselves and we also want to be smart about the 5G towers and we want to speak up about it and blah, blah, blah. But can we also hold that, wait, what if what Lori is saying is true? What if the impact isn't as potent right now because there is something else that may be assisting us? You know, it's just something to think about, you know, maybe you will, maybe you won't, but it is happening. And there's a lot happening behind the scenes that we don't see in the New World Order and in the higher dimensional order on both of those places. So it's what do they play with football when you look at the score, when you look at the playbook? Oh yeah. It's a playbook that we would be like, oh, the playbook would be just so amazing. If we saw, we'd be like, whoa, holy cow. So that's my 5G story.
Wow.
Well, that takes us into our next question. Why is health freedom from your perspective so unbelievably important right now?
Because what is happening is, and this is going to sound a little bit woo-woo, but how I see this is that the human is learning how to come home to themselves, and the human is learning how to take care of themselves, how to love themselves, how to honor themselves, how to have compassion for themselves, how to nourish themselves, how to nurture themselves, how to love themselves, how to put their arms around themselves, in every aspect of their beingness. And when you love yourself, when you are understanding your body, when you are in alignment with all of this, A, you're not going to let anyone tell you what you're going to do to your body. B, you're going to be real cognizant of what's happening with your body and you and your energy and your frequency. And you're going to be in an aligned state of being that is beyond really our comprehension right now. So what you guys are doing is bringing people back home. You're bringing them back into their bodies. You're bringing that back into their light, their frequency. You may not even know really the bigger picture of what you're doing, but that's really what it looks like to me. It's like, oh, they're bringing them all the way back home. They're bringing them back into their bodies. They're bringing them back into their sovereignty. And that's where true love is. That's where real, actual, unconditional love for yourself resides. And then when you have that, it really does, nothing else matters in terms of it doesn't make sense that you're going to let a vaccine come in. It doesn't make sense that you're going to put a mask on your face. None of that makes sense because you love yourself. You're like, what the hell would I do that for? Right? You're not going to be conditioned and brainwashed when you are inside of your body loving what is happening here. That's what I feel like you guys are doing. That's what I feel like this is. From a much larger perspective, but of course it starts with education, right? And all these other things, but that's what I see it as from a larger perspective.
So Lori, to you were the creator of this final question.
I was thinking about it all day. I'm like, how am I going to answer my question?
Exactly. So closing up, you are walking to the gates, opening the door to where we are headed, the new earth in your version. Doors open. What do you see us doing, thinking, saying? What does it look like to you?
Oh my God. I see so much freedom. I see so much abundance. I see all of us working together. I see vitality. I see us all working together in this unified field where we're all doing whatever it is that fulfills us, whatever it is that brings us peace and joy and love. And there is no war, there is no rage, there is no anger, there is no resentment, there is no jealousy. It's like we are just being. We're all just being, and we're just doing, and there's the abundance of everything. We got everything we need, and we're all doing whatever it is that we want to do to create whatever reality we want to create. And it's like a heaven on earth. That's what I see when I open those gates. It's like heaven on earth. Like we're just... We're just doing us, and there's no lack, there's no greed, it's a moment where we're going to say, holy shit, this is how we've been designed to be. It's that clicking of like, oh, this is why we did everything. This is why we went through everything is for this. This is what we are creating. This is why we're doing it. And I see that. I see the end result of like, holy shit, this is freedom. This is sovereignty. This is free will. This is beauty. This is love. This is abundance. This is, we are living it. We're living it, and it's freaking heaven on earth. And it's an absolute reality. I hold that every single day. Every single day when I wake up, I hold that reality and that knowingness. It's like, I see it. I say, when I teach it, I talk about like, it's the end of the, you guys have seen The Notebook?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So goddamn good. Who hasn't seen The Notebook? Oh God, we love that movie. Okay. The last scene, Joe, have you seen it?
I'm just laughing because Tommy John's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. he just posted you just posted a really romantic one the other night. I was like, he's watching that movie?
Anyway. It was Armageddon. I wanted space. And yeah, then it was that Ben Affleck cheesy part. But I'm like, wow, that was a really profound, what are we doing this for if people aren't like loving each other? You know, true. And I was like, shit, that's actually
it's genius.
Brilliant. That's why the Australian women love you, Tommy John.
I think all women love Tommy John. I don't think it's Australia.
Hanging out with this guy in Miami, everywhere we go, man. All stop these it. Chicks turned into heads.
You stop.
It was.
I can't imagine what it was like. I mean, listen, he's, you know, he's got something, you know.
Humanity.
So anyways, let's go back to the Notebook. Okay. Yeah. So the last scene of the Notebook is the husband and wife.
Yeah.
They're holding hands and they're dead, right? They died together.
Yeah.
That is heaven on earth for me. Whatever that looks like for you, great, right? But you're doing this for some reason. Why are you guys doing this? What are you doing this for, right? So I hold that every single day. That's an absolute. That's what's happening. So we're just watching the movie and we're like, oh, what scene are we at today? Like, oh shit, this scene sucks. Mm. How long is this scene gonna last, right? It's not a matter of like, oh, is this scene gonna continue forever? No, it's a movie. It continues to the next scene. And I can't wait to see what that's going to be like. But I know that no matter what, that last scene I'm going to see. It's inevitable. Mm. So that heaven on earth scene of like all of us living like vibrantly and like with abundance and peace. And like that is an absolute. It's just like, how long is this going to take? I don't know.
Yeah.
What path are we going to go down? What's going to happen? Like how many detours? Like all that shit. I don't know. But I hold that every day. I literally hold that scene in my head because it's like, okay, I'm gonna just see the Notebook, the last scene, and I don't veer off it ever.
I'm gonna have to check it out now this weekend again.
Oh my God. You could watch it like 100 times.
Absolutely.
And never it gets old. I'll just fast forward to the good scenes and just watch those scenes. So good. I love it.
All right, Lori. Well, this has been awesome. I feel like we could talk to you for another 2 hours. And
see, guys?
Yeah.
This is what it is.
Like, yeah, you're like, this was going to be an hour originally, and now it's been like an hour and 45 minutes, which is like totally cool. And I feel like we could keep going.
We really could. There's so much to talk about. I mean, there really is. It's like never ending. Oh, did you see that flying around? Did you see that flying around Alex's
on
room?
Alec, yeah.
Did you see it? Exactly.
Wait, what just flew? What?
Yeah,
dude,
that's how I feel.
It's on the recording too.
It's on the recording. So this was like 7:47 my time, Pacific time. So 7:47, this thing literally flew, and it was kind of chilling. It was like,
yeah.
Was it a fly?
It was in Alec.
Nope. It's like consciousness. It's energy. It's
that was crazy.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, and it showed up this morning. Yeah, I mean, when you first came on, it was around you too.
Well, good. I need them around me right now.
Yeah.
Check this out.
No, it's good. That's cool.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Lori, thank you so much for your time. This was amazing.
This was so much fun.
I feel a little bit like 2 points more enlightened now. You know?
Nice.
Thank you.
She's our spiritual advisor for HFFH. Well,
I mean, you know,
behind the scenes.
2 points.
I want to say, Lori, like, again, like reiterate how important it is to have a community of people that can help you reframe when you get knocked off the understanding of who and what we all are. And, you know, hopefully for people listening too, like you're listening to this episode, people will find that you provided that to them. But I know for sure that you provided that to me tonight. And I really do appreciate that.
You're so welcome. I'm so welcome. I think we're all in this together, right? And like, I know you guys feel the same way, but it's like there's this beautiful family that has formed around the globe of all of us that are doing this together. And you just know you're like, I'm right there with you. You know, you're just like, you know that you're on the same freaking train and we're all doing it together. And we all have these different roles, but there's so much respect for each person's role. Mm-hmm. Right. And you're just like, dude, keep going. You're doing it. It's such an amazing, time. There's never been a time like this there's never been a time where I have felt so much community ever, in the way that I feel it right now with people that I don't even know.
Wow.
Except that I know them, except that I don't know. Right. Like I know you guys, I don't know you guys, but I know you guys. And I know that we have each other's backs, right? Like I have your back, you have my back. Like we are family and I don't even know you. It's that energy around the globe. Because, you know, it's pretty, pretty powerful. So thanks for having me on.
Of course.
I love it.
Yeah,
this I'm here whenever. I love it.
All right, Lori. Thank you so much.
Thank you.